Rich Tao is joining us outside of Philadelphia. He is the president and founder of Engageus. Welcome back to The Briefing. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks, Steve. It's great to be back.
You know, we talk about polling, and polling gives you a snapshot of where the country is. The beauty of focus groups is it really does give you a sense, not necessarily scientific, but a real good sense of the mood of the swing voters, key voters that determine the election outcome. So with that background, explain this latest project involving Florida voters.
So every month we go into the field and conduct focus groups with Trump to Biden swing voters. These are people who voted Trump in 16, then Biden in 20. So these are your arguably among your most persuadable voters. And we're trying to understand what's going through their minds when it comes to politics and policy. We do this in conjunction with Axios. They report on it every month. And this month we had some interesting results from 13 swing voters across the state of Florida. We did these groups on January 10th.
So I have some excerpts. Let me share them with the POTUS audience and have you explain. I want to begin with one of the first orders of business with this new Republican majority in the House of Representatives. Clearly, they will be looking into the classified documents involving President Joe Biden. But during the campaign, Republicans said consistently they want to look into Hunter Biden, his laptop, his business dealings. And here is part of that exchange with these swing voters in Florida. Let's listen.
Why don't the rest of you support an investigation into Hunter Biden? He's accused of possible criminal violations of tax laws, as well as foreign lobbying and money laundering rules. Doesn't that require an investigation by a House committee?
He's not in office.
I feel like there's more things, better things to focus on, like we mentioned before, like as far as immigration and things like that. I don't think it's a congressional investigation matter.
Rich Tao, did that surprise you?
Honestly, not in the least, because I had asked that question of Georgia swing voters in November, and I heard basically the exact same thing. So the thing to keep in mind about these folks, Steve, is that they want the focus to be on the future and on the present and not on the past. And they see this as not being something that the president specifically did himself, and it doesn't impact their lives. It's not to say that the investigations don't have merit. I'm not judging this myself one way or the other, but these respondents are telling me, in terms of their priorities, Hunter Biden is very far down in the pecking order of where they want to see their tax dollars spent by Congress.
The previous Congress was focused a lot on the events of January 6th, and it was a bipartisan committee, but the two Republicans no longer in Congress, Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney. You asked the group about the current mood of investigations, DOJ, FBI, a lot that Republicans say they want to look into. One more exchange from your focus group.
Who thinks that the Justice Department and the FBI have acted in a certain way in the last couple of years specifically that warrants a congressional investigation into their behavior? That's what I'm trying to understand. Okay, Amber and Jason and Victoria. Okay. Amber, tell me what's happened in the last couple of years that warrants this investigation.
I think the justice system itself is like their, recently like body cameras, like the different, as social media is evolving and people are now recording, you're able to see more often how different officers or different people of power are abusing their position.
Well, I was about to say the same thing as Amber.
I feel like just because they hold as much power as they do, then it needs to get looked at. And at the end of the day, if they did everything that was right, then everything will move forward perfectly fine.
Okay, I got that. Let me ask you this. Has anything specific happened in the last 2 years that would warrant having congressional Republicans look at the DOJ and the FBI specifically? Like, why now? Like, why is it important to do this now as opposed to 5 years ago or 10 years ago? Has anything specific?
Not that I know of, no.
Rich Tao, that goes back to your earlier point about what people are really interested in. So I'm assuming this also did not surprise you.
Well, actually, this did surprise me a little bit in the sense that I think 9 of the 13 said they wanted to see some sort of investigation into the DOJ and FBI, but not for the reasons that Republicans in the House want to investigate the DOJ and the FBI. most of these respondents were interested in issues that were not specific to those institutions. They were about the criminal justice system broadly writ. And that's where I think Republicans have a real trap that they could fall into, which is investigating the FBI and DOJ, but not actually looking at the concerns that people have about the criminal justice system. So I think the issue here, Steve, is very simple, which is if the Republicans are looking at things that don't matter to swing voters, they're likely to continue to alienate those swing voters. If they focus on the things that matter to the swing voters, like immigration, then they're much likelier to have those swing voters say, yeah, you're doing what we want you to do. We see a pressing problem in the present. It looks like it's going to be a problem into the future. What are you going to do to solve that?
These are, as you indicated, classic swing voters supporting Trump and then flipping to support Joe Biden. So these focus groups give you a sense of what? What do they tell you?
Well, so the thing about focus groups compared to polling is polling lets you count heads. Focus groups let you know what's inside people's heads. And so I'm trying to go deep. I'm trying to understand, what do people know? What do they hear about? Among the things that they do hear something about, what do they think about it? Do they agree, disagree, believe, disbelieve? That's what I'm trying to understand. I'm trying to go beyond the polling data. The polling data is important. Don't get me wrong. It's the quantitative aspect of it lets you know what direction in total the country is going, or whatever group you're studying, where they're leaning, what their propensities are, and so forth. But I want to know why. I want to know the underlying things that are going on for these people that are driving these opinions. And that's where the focus group is inordinately helpful, because I can ask a follow-up question. You just heard me do it in a couple of those clips. I want to understand what's happening for them and why they're responding the way they are.
Rich Tao, as you know, there has been a steady drumbeat on Newsmax and Fox News on the border situation, which has gotten worse in the last couple of years. And again, one of the biggest regrets of the George W. Bush administration, Republicans in his own party would not come together to basically work out a compromise on the border situation. So that's in part why we are where we are today. President Biden traveling to El Paso, as he also went to Mexico City earlier this month. You asked the swing voters about the border. Let me play just a portion and come back and get your thoughts.
I would love to welcome people in a proper way. But there's got to be better oversight.
Because the way they're coming is like a criminal way. And there is a lot of like ways to come to this country, like legally.
I just feel like the cartels control it as opposed to us controlling it. And that's an issue, because with that comes some dangerous elements that we need to make sure not happen.
Rich Tao, so that's a sample of these swing voters. One of the questions I have is, when do politicians say, we don't want this to be a talking point, we want to find some solutions?
That's a great question. That's that's probably the hardest question you've ever asked me, Steve. There are some issues that have incredible levels of support, but because a certain group of influential people are on the other side in the minority, they still happen to win the day. You could argue that's the case with gun control, for example, in the United States. So, you know, I think what happens at some point is politicians who have to make these decisions look at the political winds. They try to see whether the winds have shifted and whether the winds have shifted in a way that give them cover to take the hard votes to try to get something done. And I think that hasn't yet happened on immigration. We came close at the end of the last Congress, but not close enough.
And just be prepared. I have a much harder question coming up in just a minute. That's what we call a tease in the business. So stay tuned for that. But what do you take away from these focus groups? Because, again, it does give you a sense of the emotion, the passion. And the headline I take away from our conversation is that citizens want things happening. They want to get things done. They don't want to relitigate the past.
They don't. So going back to the border situation, 11 of the 13 thought it was proper for House Republicans to investigate the situation at the border. By far, that was the thing that they absolutely were most in favor of. But let me tell you what they were not in favor of. And it goes to your point about what's on their minds. Only 5 of them want to investigate the ties between tech companies and the Biden administration. People didn't think that that was really an issue. Only 4 of them wanted to investigate Dr. Fauci. Only two wanted to investigate the Afghanistan withdrawal in 2021, and only two wanted to investigate Hunter Biden. So again, it's what matters right now, what do they think the pressing problems are, and where should Congress be putting their attention?
And, you know, I reminded what Bill Clinton went through with the whole Monica Lewinsky, the investigation, the impeachment. And as he left office, he had a higher approval rating than when he started.
Yeah, well, in part because he, again, was always trying to focus his messaging on the things that he was doing proactively. And you remember when the government shutdown took place and he managed to refocus attention on, as you said, Medicare, Medicaid, education, and the environment. He found four issues that there was broad consensus that something should be done. He said he was defending those things and trying to advance the ball on those policies. And he managed to deflect criticism away from his administration and back toward the Republicans in Congress at that point. And I think the Biden administration, I think, is likely to probably do the same thing. They're trying to refocus attention now on supposedly the secret deals made between Kevin McCarthy and the people he had to persuade so that he could become speaker. And they're trying to get the conversation away from this whole investigation that's now going to take place into the classified documents that were found in the president's house and in his office, his external office, after he'd left the vice presidency. So I think, you know, again, with people I speak to, Steve, what are they worried about? I ask them every month what issues matter to them. What matters to them besides immigration? The cost of living, inflation, gas prices. Those are the things that are on people's minds. And so if you focus on what matters to them day to day, they're going to be likelier to reward you at the ballot box. If you focus on stuff that they think is in the past, that's irrelevant, that supposedly only attracts the extreme who are just want to go after the president, then those are the things that are likelier to alienate the people in the middle who want something done on their day-to-day problems.
I understand what you're saying, but here is the bigger challenge. Elected officials want to be reelected, and more often than not, especially when it comes to House Democrats or Republicans, the primary is a bigger election than the general election. And so what we're seeing right now are elected officials, Democrats and Republicans, and certainly with Republicans in the House, playing to the base as they go after the Biden family, the issue of woke political correctness, and the rest.
That's your harder question, right?
No, the harder question is coming.
No, that's not even it. Oh, okay, I thought that was it.
No.
No. Okay, wow, it must be a really hard question. I'll get ready. The question you're just asking me now, yes. So the issue is for a garden variety member of the House, either on the D side or the R side, yes, the primary is arguably much more important. But for the people who are running the party, who want to see the party stay in the majority, or who are not in the majority, who want to become the majority, they need to focus on the swing voters, because those are the ones who will, at the margins, determine who controls the majority in 2024 and beyond. So, yeah, for a member who's in a R plus 19 district or a D plus 21 district, yeah, playing to the base is obviously something that makes a lot more sense. But if you're looking out for the well-being of the party and having the party have more influence once it's in office, you got to pay attention to the swing voters.
Okay, so you ready for the hard question?
Go for it.
You've always been honest. You've always been candid. You've always been direct. Giants versus Eagles this weekend, the playoffs. Your pick. Who are you favoring? Who are you supporting?
You know, you mentioned where I live at the beginning of this segment. So unless I say Eagles, I am going to have eggs thrown in my house. And by the way, I live here. I'm proud of living here. And of course, I support the Eagles. Now, it might not get me back on the show, but at least it'll keep me from having my house attacked by eggs. So I think I'll certainly choose the Eagles.
But you're from...
But I'm originally from Long Island, so I grew up with Jets and Giants. So yeah, it's sort of like when the Yankees played the Phillies in the World Series. You know, I had to choose one, and that was hard. But you know, I go with where I am now, not where I'm from. So right now, I've been in the Philadelphia area for 16 years. I went to college in this area, so my allegiances are with the Eagles for the game this weekend.
Fair enough. And let's be perfectly honest, there is only one NFL football team in New York. That's the Bills. The Jets and the Giants play in New Jersey. So let's just be honest about all of this. If you're a New Yorker, you got to support the New York team. Go Bills. Hey, Rich Tao, thank you very much for being with us. That wasn't that hard of a question, was it?
No, but I definitely saw the downside to answering either way. So,
hey, check out his great work at Engages, and I always love having him on to talk about his focus groups.